You're listening to SBS News.
The Northern Territory government has been accused of misconduct after a shocking turn of events that gets to the heart of long-standing issues affecting First Nations communities and the Territory's criminal justice system. The backlash involves the sentencing of a 24-year-old driver, Jake Danby, who fatally struck an Aboriginal man in a hit-and-run in 2024 and seriously injured another. The sentence, a 12-month community corrections order that keeps the offender out of prison, has outraged First Nations communities in the Territory. Malil Mamey, campaign and advocacy manager for Change the Record, a First Nations-led justice coalition, says she sees the sentence as a symptom of a larger problem in the NT's institutions.
They operate with one set of rules for Aboriginal people and another set of rules for everyone else. When a police officer can fire three shots at Kumanjay Walker and be acquitted, or when the family of Kumanjay White waits in anguish to see whether charges will even be laid for the death of their grandson, but then we see a non-Aboriginal man who kills an Aboriginal man and doesn't end up with a sentence, it reinforces our absolute distrust in these institutions.
According to text messages shown in court, after striking the two Aboriginal pedestrians with his car and fleeing the scene, Mr. Danby boasted about the incident to friends. He wrote that it was, as he put it, pretty funny watching them roll around on the road after going over my bonnet, and described the crash as a two-for-one combo. He referred to the victims using the N-word, as well as calling them dogs and oxygen thieves. Matthew Connop, Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, or NAJA, says these comments are shocking and racist.
In terms of this case, it demonstrates the broader systemic issues that exist in the Northern Territory. You look at the comments and the language used by the offender, the racist comments and dehumanising comments, it's a total disregard for human life.
When handing down the sentence, NT Supreme Court Justice Sonia Brownhill said the degree of callousness and disdain expressed in those text messages for two other human beings is difficult to fathom. Speaking outside the court after the sentencing, Jake Danby told the ABC he regrets his actions, including these text messages.
Do you feel remorse for what happened?
Yes.
What do you think about the judge's verdict today?
It's her choice, not mine.
What do you think about those text messages you sent at the time?
Disgusting.
You now wish you hadn't sent them?
Yep.
Do you want to say anything to the family of those who were injured and the man who died?
It was an accident. I'm extremely sorry. Never meant to hurt anyone.
NT prosecutors have filed an appeal saying the 12-month community corrections order is manifestly inadequate. The Attorney General for the NT, Mary Claire Boothby, who has championed the Country Liberal Party government's tough-on-crime approach, was criticised for not pushing for harsher penalties for the offender. And it's now emerged that Ms. Boothby had not publicly disclosed her family connection to Danby, who is her sister's stepson. The NT Independent reported on the connection a week after Ms. Boothby had spoken at a press conference on whether she believed the sentence was adequate. The court heard that in one text following the fatal crime, Mr. Danby said, "I ain't getting jail time. I'm a Danby. We don't go to jail." Ms. Boothby has defended her decision to not publicly reveal this conflict of interest, saying she told Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro last year.
So I declared that case back when we were in opposition to the opposition leader at the time. I've never tried to hide away from it. My office and myself have never been involved in that incident.
Why didn't both of you then make it public?
So we were in opposition at the time and I disclosed it so the due process was followed. I take my job really seriously and I do it with the utmost of integrity and I will continue to do that. I don't have anything else further to add. I've answered the question. I'm happy to take other questions.
NT opposition leader and former NT Attorney General Selena Yubo has called on Boothby to resign.
It has been 5 days since the Attorney General, Marie-Claire Boothby, has been caught out with the CLP government in hiding a huge conflict of interest. 5 days of silence, 5 days of cover-up, and 5 days of lack of leadership from Leah Finocchiaro, the Chief Minister, and the Deputy Chief Minister, Gerard Maley. Marie-Claire Boothby's integrity is in tatters. She should resign as the Attorney General, the first law officer of the Northern Territory, if there is any hope to restore integrity with the CLP government.
Mililma May of Stop the Record says she believes Ms. Boothby's family connection played a role in the treatment of Mr. Danby, despite the Attorney General's claims.
It speaks to the breach of the rule of law, which is meant to treat everyone equally, and how if you know people in certain positions and if you have a certain colour skin, you can be absolved of consequences for your violent actions. Because if the roles were reversed, there is no way that an Aboriginal man who has hit and run and killed a pedestrian would be walking free in community with a community order.
Matthew Connop from Naja says the community feels that justice has not been served for the victims of the crash.
There's been a deep hurt and anger across the Aboriginal community in the Northern Territory. Naja's been contacted by many Aboriginal people who have said that the sentence did not reflect the seriousness of the offending, nor did it value the life lost.
The case has also shone a spotlight on the huge disparity in incarceration rates between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal residents in the NT. 2018 data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics showed Indigenous Australians make up 84% of the Territory's prisoner population, despite representing just 30% of the population. And since the Country Liberal Party came to power in August 2024, a significant jump in the Indigenous prison population has been recorded. The latest ABS report on corrective services shows Aboriginal incarceration has grown 25% in the NT over the last year, from 3,678 people per 100,000 in the June quarter of 2024 to 4,603 in June of 2025. Many advocates attribute the overrepresentation of First Nations men, women and children in prisons and detention centres in the NT to double standards applied by police, courts and successive governments to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal residents.
If we had equal laws and equal treatment under the law, our prisons would have about 30% blackfellas. However, we know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children make up sometimes above 90% of the populations in Dondale Detention Centre. This is not because our children are criminal and more violent. This is because they are disproportionately targeted by the police. This is enabled by the agendas put forward by Leah Finocchiaro and her Country Liberal Party government.
Advocates say this case should provide an opportunity to focus on the big picture of reducing harm to Aboriginal communities and working towards equitable outcomes in the justice system. Ms. May says Change the Record wants to see funding directed to programs that uplift and empower First Nations youth and help communities heal from generations of trauma and institutional harm.
We want programs invested in kids on country. We want programs that is justice, not jails. We want programs that center language and culture and bringing multiple generations of people together to repair relationships within families and within communities. These programs exist. They just need the governments to have the courage to implement, back them, and support them wholeheartedly with all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership.
Sam Dover, SBS News.